After a week of intense liturgical celebrations, Pope Benedict this afternoon was flown by helicopter from Vatican City southwards towards the Alban Hills and his summer residence at Castel Gandolfo. The Holy Father will remain there marking the octave of Easter, and from there tomorrow will recite the Regina Coeli at midday. Tens of thousands of Romans, pilgrims and tourists flocked to the Vatican earlier today to greet the Pope and hear his Easter message to his city and to the world. From the central balcony of the Basilica overlooking St. Peter's Square, he told them that Christ is still looking for men and women to help him affirm his victory through justice and truth, mercy, forgiveness and love. Charles Collins was there and has this report.
Cari fratelli e sorelle di Roma e del mondo intero.
Pope Benedict said during his Urbi et Orbi message that ever since the dawn of Easter, a new spring of hope has filled the world. He said the resurrection is not a theory or a myth, but a historical reality, a singular, unrepeatable event. He said the proclamation of the Lord's resurrection lightens up the dark regions of the world in which we live. Even if through Easter Christ has destroyed the root of evil, he still wants the assistance of men and women in every time and place who help him to affirm his victory using his own weapons, the weapons of justice and truth, mercy, forgiveness, and love.
L'Africa, infatti, soffre in modo smisurato per I crudeli.
In his message, the Pope spoke of the cruel and unending conflicts, often forgotten, that are causing so much bloodshed and destruction in much of Africa. He also spoke about the need for renewed, persevering, and sincere efforts to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He said at a time of world food shortage, of financial turmoil, of old and new forms of poverty, of disturbing climate change, of violence and deprivation which force many to leave their homelands in search of a less precarious form of existence, of the ever-present threat of terrorism, of growing fears over the future. It is urgent to rediscover grounds for hope.
Riscoprire prospettive capaci di ridare speranza.
Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia.
During his Easter morning Mass in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict called on us to open our spirit to Christ, who has died and is risen in order to renew us, in order to remove from our hearts the poison of sin and death, and to pour in the lifeblood of the Holy Spirit, which is divine and eternal life. The previous evening, Pope Benedict celebrated the Easter Vigil.
Sancta Maria Mater Dei. Sancte Michael, Sancti Angeli Dei.
During the Mass, he baptized five catechumens from three different countries. He spoke of the symbols of the evening, light symbolizing the resurrection, the water poured on the head of the new Christian symbolizing a new dimension of existence. Aside from the light and the water, the Pope mentioned a third symbol in his homily. It's the Alleluia, the song of praise to the Lord, which indicates the true path in times of difficulty. One of the highlights of the Pope's Easter schedule is his Easter greetings in various languages during his Urbi et Orbi message.
Svedese, glad påsk. Finlandese, siunatua pesieste. Irlandese, banocht na koska jifgoljer.
He gave greetings in a total of 63 languages. I'm Charles Collins.
Inglese. May the grace and joy of the risen Christ be with you all.